The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, it might be the best, but I can't do it by myself. And so I feel like I've neglected. So first of all, I've got an amazing producer, Lauren. I've got the Tims, we call them at Radio MD. I've got Kevin keeping everything on track in Florida, actually. And I just want to say that you can follow us on Twitter or Facebook at Your Radio MD. And always, you can just go and listen to all of the incredible things that are archived at RadioMD.com. So one of my favorite segments, well, all of them are quite favorite, but I always believe, you know, people talk about these big detoxes, right? Whether it's, you know, maple syrup and lemon. I won't mention that big old cleanse, but you know what I'm talking about. Or sometimes juice cleanses or fasting. You know, at this point in time, quite honestly, I think with all of the everyday low-level exposures that we get to things that harm our bodies, so plastics and pesticides and car exhausts and soaps and emulsifiers and household cleaning products and health and beauty aids and all this stuff, I feel like if we could put ourselves on sort of a daily detox regimen, that would be awesome because it's what we need. Because, you know, quite honestly, it's not like we have one big, huge exposure like, I don't know, Fukushima or Chernobyl. It's that everyday low level that I talked about. Most of these things are fat soluble. They pass through your skin. You drink them in the water that you drink, in the food that you eat, in the air that you breathe. And so what can we do on a daily basis? Well, I want to review some of the top 10 foods, if I get to them all. If not, I'm going to throw this blog up on RadioMD.com, and you can read all about it. So first of all, I'm a big advocate of probiotics. And guess what? I haven't always been here, but I think you should take a probiotic supplement every single day as part of your regimen. I do, because I have seen it clinically. There's just so many things in our modern day that plummet our good bacteria, and it allows opportunistic funguses and viruses and bacteria to get into our system and create havoc. So probiotics are the healthy bacteria that line the gut. They have a powerful influence on how toxins are broken down in the GI tract and the liver. Okay, so unhealthy bacteria in the gut that are opportunistic, basically, there's stuff that lives all among us. But if we can keep the turf protected, they don't get the opportunity to grow and proliferate and cause problems for us. So probiotics, I definitely think, are huge. I'm a big fan of the Pearl technology that a couple companies have out there. The Pearl allows our stomach acid to kind of not eat away at the good bacteria, and it gets down to our intestines and really creates great colonization. So prebiotics also, well, you can eat a lot of prebiotics. You can find supplements that include inulin, which is a great prebiotic. I used to be able to say this word really, really well. Arabinogalactin. See, if I say it really fast, I say it really well. Arabinogalactin and fructooligosaccharides, okay? But you can find these in foods. Jerusalem artichokes, onions, jicama root, leeks, asparagus. All of those have great prebiotics, and they're basically like food for our good bacteria. Fiber, fiber, fiber. Can't say enough about it. Fiber like flax seeds, chia seeds. These help bind toxins and move them out of the body through the digestive tract. Because it's all about, when you're talking about detoxification, getting things out. It is all about opening, we used to say this, it's an old school word, opening the emunctories. Okay, so think about it. Defecation, urination, emoting, actually, perspiration. It's all about getting things out. Okay, so fiber basically clings on to toxins and pulls them out of your body. So also the cruciferous vegetable family, things like broccoli, broccoli sprouts, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, they contain a phytochemical. So phyto means plant. So don't get scared of that chemical word. It's plant chemical known as glucosinolates, which get converted into isothiocyanates, which when chewed, they stimulate the body to be more resistant to toxins, okay? So broccoli, you know what? I would have steamed broccoli at every single meal if I could, and mostly I do because I can, all right? Ellagic acid also, so pomegranate juice, blackberries, raspberries, cranberries, goji berries, purple grapes, strawberries, pecans, walnuts, they are all very, very high in levels of ellagic acid. This particular phytonutrient is a powerful antioxidant that increases your liver's detoxification enzymes. And that's right, your big liver that is doing so many things in your body, over 500 different functions, is completely 100% responsible for detoxifying all that we come in contact to, all right? Prescription medications, alcohol, caffeine, all of that stuff that we have got to break down and get out. All right, so turmeric is another one. Now, the active component in turmeric is curcumin. So we all know turmeric as that major spice in curry. It's that yellow pigment that contains the curcumin. And the curcumin is actually the part that is a powerful phytonutrient. It enhances the liver's detoxification enzymes. It decreases inflammation. And it also is hepatoprotective. What does that mean? Hepato is liver. Hepatocytes are your liver cells. And so hepatoprotective means that it protects your liver. Okay, so very, very important. Curcumin, though, is kind of hard to absorb if you don't get something that has been clinically studied and bound to something that actually helps get in your bloodstream. So look at the products that have Meriva, the Meriva brand, that's M-E-R-V-I-A in it, and also the BCM95 curcumin does a great job at absorption. And, you know, we are what we eat. We are what we absorb. And it's about that when it comes to these highly specified, clinically studied ingredients as well. So one of my favorites, garlic. All right, this food is also, it's such a great detoxifying medicinal herb. It contains sulfur compounds. These are known to decrease inflammation and increase antioxidant activity in the cells. And so garlic, you can do a supplement for sure, but gosh darn, you can just get it fresh on almost anything. So very, very important. B vitamins. You can do the B complex 100, 50 milligrams, what have you. That's because there's many B vitamins. There's thiamine B1, there's riboflavin B2, there's B6 is pyridoxine. There is pantothenic acid, which is B5. There's all sorts of B12, methylcobalamin. But the choline and the folic acid and the vitamin B12s are great B vitamins that are needed to actually fuel those detoxification processes in your liver. It's called methylation. Okay, that's a particular detoxification process that's happening in your liver, and they all feed that. The other place where methylation happens is in making neurotransmitters. So if you're blue or have some anxiety, try taking a B complex, and or excellent sources of B vitamins are from fish and seafood, poultry, grass-fed beef or lamb, and organic dairy, all right? Artichoke, well, it is my favorite. Gosh, you know, artichokes, though, I make a lot of food at home, I do. And when I go out, what's really important for me is to actually get something that I don't usually make at home. And you can write in or, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you have a very easy artichoke, I mean, I guess you just steam them, right? I mean, I've done this before, but it seems to me that getting an artichoke from a restaurant when it just comes out perfectly steamed, cut in half, where I can just pull those fibers, eat that amazing center, it's the best way to do it. So that's usually how I do it. But artichoke, you know, it's basically has this mild flavor, usually served along with a little aioli, but it can protect the liver and enhances detoxification as well. And it also is particularly effective in increasing glutathione, and glutathione stimulates bile flow, and it's one of our major detoxification antioxidants. The last one, can't believe I got all through them, sea vegetables. So sea vegetables, like nori, okay, so you get them at sushi rolls, but then you got to watch out for the high sugar rice and all the other things, but you can actually just get sheets of this sea vegetable and actually use it as kind of like a sandwich wrap. They contain compounds known as polysaccharides that bind to both heavy metals and organic toxins. So I'm going to throw this blog up on Radio MD. You can go to it, you can reference it, but you too can have a daily detox regime. It's so important these days, as there are so many things that we come in contact with, I would say, on a daily basis that we need to combat. Stay tuned.